all the brothers eat together in different units. So like it's sort of like a family on the inside. So we all eat together, we all train together, you know, we all look after each other, check in with one another. Yeah, like, so if one of the brothers is not travelling too well, you know, we sort of everyone, you can go and have a chat with him, or, you know, a bit of a debrief session. Yeah. And there's a few of the older brothers in the yard. It's good in that way, even though it's sad we're all in jail, but, like, it's a family away from home, yeah. Yeah. In the morning, we'll do about 5 or 6 laps of the yard doing body weight, just a bit of push-ups and sit-ups. And then when we finish that, we'll go back into the unit and hit the gym, yeah.
Cool. Is that something that you'll follow up outside?
Yeah, 110%.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It is hard to, I think, isn't it, when you get out? Because in here it's good to pass our time to train and feel healthy and get the muscles up. And for me, myself personally, it's like get a bit of weight to lose out there, really, you know. But it's hard to stick to the gym when I get out myself, yeah. Personally, but yeah.
We got a fire pit up at the men's shed. We use it very rarely.
But just celebration or?
Celebration, sorry business, you know, someone passes away in the community and that. Trying to get up, like, the boys up there and have a bit of a smoking ceremony, a bit of cleansing, part of our grieving process. Some of us are looking at longer sentence than others, but any of the brothers need anything or they're down and out, you know, like I said, we're there for them, you know. Some of them don't get money sent in and that, you know what I mean? Some of the boys don't work. So basically, yeah, we look after one another when we can. I just try and guide them, you know what I mean, so they're not running around the yard, you know, chasing drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, if they've got problems or, you know, anything they want to, you know, debrief with, we sort of just hold a space for them to have a chat and hopefully lighten the load. They're less likely, you know, to commit suicide and stuff like that, you know what I mean? When they've got a bit of a family network that they can debrief with. When we see a brother, like, you know, having a bad day or, you know, going through, like, it might be a loss, you can't get to the funeral because it's interstate. Yeah, it's pretty hard for the brothers in here like that. But, yeah, we do the best we can with what we have.